coming up on Eagles Game Plan.
If we can get three of our guys to one side and have one of them use up two of theirs, so right here you're going to see Brian Braman. He ends up using two guys up. Gibson ends up rushing wide for us, and now Camu's going to come through nice and free.
That's Nick Foles at his best, when he can drop back, see it, read it, throw it. What Nick Foles is not is a second reaction quarterback.
This is blank right now. We don't know who the Eagles are facing. It can be the Saints, the Panthers, or the Falcons. So I'm going to ask our experts here. I'm going to start with you. Who's coming to the link? Hey everybody, welcome to Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. We don't have a game plan for a team this week. It is the bye, but no weeks off for us. So we decided going into the new year, let's bring in for the first time all year, the special teams coordinator for the Eagles, Dave Phipp. The special teams once again fantastic for another year. Here he is with some tape study breaking down the best special teams plays of the year with our own Ike Reese.
And the punt. Wing into return. Barner. Wing gets it. It's blocked. It's blocked. And the Giants fall on the ball, but it goes over to the Eagles.
Camu.
And it was Camu Grugier-Hill who blocked him.
Joining us this week for Eagles Tape Study is Eagles Special Teams Coordinator Dave Phipp.
Good to be here.
Welcome to the show, Coach. All right, Coach. Now, I'm going to enjoy breaking down this phase of tape study because this is the special teams. Let's take a look at some of the big plays from this past year. Let's start off with this block against the New York Giants.
Yeah, so on this block right here, we're trying to isolate these four guys on their four guys on the inside. So we have four on their four right here. And if we can get three of our guys to one side and have one of them use up two of theirs, so right here you're going to see Brian Braman. He ends up using two guys up. Gibson ends up rushing wide for us, and now Camu's going to come through nice and free.
Does a nice job really hugging that block, not any wasted steps.
Yeah, it's a great job by Brian Braman. Brian Braman demands two guys right there. Obviously, he gets a lot of attention. And then it's also a great job by Gibson getting out of the way, so that widens out that guard right there, which opens up the hole for Camu. Great job, obviously, taking it off his foot. Now, obviously, we'd like to get a little bit more after the block right there, but we'll take it.
Certainly a big momentum changer there. And then your kickoff coverage team.
Yeah, so on this, obviously, it all starts with the kicker. It always does. He's going to kick this ball middle high to our left, so we're looking for that area of the field right there. And then the first thing that we're going to do is we want good hang time and distance on the kick, and then we want our cover guys as they come down the field. As this ball gets to the goal line, we'd like those guys roughly around the 25-yard line. So if you freeze it right about there, you'll see we just have about seven guys inside or right at the 25-yard line when he's approaching the goal line right here. They're going to end up man-blocking. So they got one-on-one there, one-on-one there, one-on-one there, one-on-one right here, one-on-one here, one-on-one on the outside right here. And then again, Camu, he's going to end up demanding the double team. Once we get somebody on a double team, Trey Burton singled, that's going to leave somebody free. So they're going to dangle our two safeties right here. Malcolm Jenkins is going to occupy him. And so now Rodney McLeod is going to be the free guy. He's going to end up sliding in and shooting the gap right here, being the unblocked defender.
And I love the way that he didn't necessarily hang back being the safety guy. He pressed where the ball was.
No, you're exactly right on that. We call it filling, and we call it pull the trigger. He does a great job of pulling the trigger and shooting the gap downhill, going to make it happen on his terms.
Big tackle inside the 20. You don't see many tackles inside the 20 these days in the NFL. And then another big play from your special teams, another block. We know Derek Barnett's going to get the block here, Coach, but talk about how the responsibility of these guys is really what allowed for this to happen.
Yeah, so what's going to happen right here, we're trying to get them to focus down inside, and we're hoping that this tackle is going to pinch down to block Vinnie Curry on the inside right here. And then Brandon Graham and Derek Barnett are really going to double-team this end. And if the end steps out, then it's going to create a seam on the inside for Derek Barnett to come through. So Brandon Graham does a great job of getting off the ball. Their tackle pinches down on Vinnie Curry right here, and then you're going to see a gap open up right there for Derek Barnett. He does a great job of getting skinny and lifting up his feet right there. There's some trash that he steps over to the top of and then accelerating to the block spot right there and getting his hands up. Great job by these guys. We wish we would have scooped and scored that one right there, but outstanding effort across the board.
It is a play that almost got in the end zone. Nice punt return here from Kenyon Barner.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It starts on the outside. We're going to double team this gunner right here. This guy's going to take an outside release. Since he takes an outside release, we're going to end up passing him off, which now affords Corey Graham an opportunity to work back inside, and he's going to kind of set a little wall or seam for us down the field. So that's kind of the start of the play right here. Obviously, it takes a punt that we can get our hands on deep. We do a nice job of working the single right here. We hold him up just long enough to get the ball started, and you can see Corey Graham's got his eyes back inside, and he's looking for the most dangerous defender as he comes down the field right here to pin him inside. Chris Maragos is going to end up really kind of losing his block, but he does make a good decision and not hitting that guy in the back right there. And then you're going to see Marcus Johnson make an outstanding effort, and he's going to come back here and seal this guy out at the last second. So nice job by Marcus right there. He seals him out, and now you're going to see some backside pursuit come over the top and help out and get a block right here by Kamu. Nice job by him right there. Kamu gets his block. Obviously, a great job by Kenyon making first guy miss, and now he's going to make the long snapper miss right here, and he's going to get out in the open field. Now for all of us, obviously, it's time to make good decisions. All blocks got to be up high and in front. We got to do a great job being smart with our hands, not holding on to players, making sure we run our feet.
Yeah, and you often see plays like that get called back because of a penalty. Really impressive job of the guys making sure they do everything without committing a penalty.
Yeah, and they've done a great job with that. They take a lot of pride in how they play the game, and we take a lot of pride in being penalty free.
Tape Study is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up, we're going to look at one of the strengths of the Eagles' defense heading into the postseason. But first, we're going to look at the performance of quarterback Nick Foles over the last couple of weeks. What has he done well, and what has given him problems down the stretch? We'll cover that and a lot more when Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless, comes right back. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today. Self-scouting is brought to you by Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the official orthopedic and healthcare partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We're heading to the playoffs, so what does that mean? What kind of quarterback is Nick Foles? Don't forget, Nick Foles has had success in the NFL, and he's had pretty good success. Nick Foles is a pocket quarterback. He needs his reads and throws defined by the timing and structure of the offense. So when he hits his back foot, for the most part, the ball needs to come out consistently for Nick to be successful. And it's a good thing that he's with the Eagles coaching staff, because this staff does a really good job with that. There was a really good example of that in the last game against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, this is a basic concept that the Eagles run, and they get to it many different ways from a lot of different looks. But the concept is what we call a three-level stretch. So there's a deep route, an intermediate route, and a short route. And what you're doing against zone coverage, and this is cover three, is you're trying to put zone defenders in conflict, because built into this is what we call a high-low concept, where a zone defender has to be aware of what's in front of him as well as what's behind him. Now, this play, Zach Ertz came from the other side of the formation. Now, notice, as Zach Ertz crosses the field, the throw is defined. Nick makes a beautiful throw. Eagles pick up a first down. That's Nick Foles at his best, when he can drop back, see it, read it, throw it. What Nick Foles is not is a second reaction quarterback. You don't want to ask Nick to make plays outside of structure, outside of the pocket. When he attempts to do that, very often the results will not be positive, as you see right here. He thought he could make this throw to Alshon Jeffrey. Jeffrey was behind the corner, but this is not Nick's strength. He did not get enough on the ball. This is not what you want to rely on with Nick Foles, asking him to make second reaction plays outside the pocket. Now, here's the reality. When you have a backup quarterback like Nick Foles playing, that means that everybody else on your offense has to pick up their game and play well, because the margin for error shrinks with a backup quarterback. He can't get you out of mistakes by other players. So what happens is you see Nick here drop back. There's actually a stun. There's pressure right in his face. He delivers a perfect ball, but it's not caught. Now, it's not just this play. This play is representative of what we're talking about with the entire Eagles offense. The O-line, the run game. Everybody has to play at a little bit higher level, because the quarterback by himself cannot do that. So that doesn't mean there's a big issue here. It just means the Eagles offense has to look a little different and execute a little differently. But it can be done.
All right, Mike, the Eagles' running game has been arguably the best in the NFC all year. First 13 games, averaging 4.6 yards a carry. The last three, not as good, 3.9 yards per carry. Anything they need to add to the running game, or what do you do going into the playoffs?
John, I don't think there's anything they need to add. I just think they have to be more consistent and diligent in the run game. And everybody has to play a little bit better. You watch this play. It's a jet sweep to Nelson Aguilar. And this is an unbalanced line where they're bringing extra linemen over to the left side of the center. So you have to think, if you're on that side, if you're a defensive guy, having these three big guys on the left side of the center, you're going to work the ball that way. So what do? He slants to the inside. This guy wants to get up the field to the second level, and they want to leave him unblocked, because Nelson coming across, he's going to go so fast that this guy's not going to be a factor. So they want to get that jet sweep going to the outside, but when he comes up the field, then it forces Brooks to actually bump him and then try and get up to the second level. I think this play is going to be even bigger if he's unblocked and Brooks is able to get up to Sean Lee and just create a big lane for Nelson Aguilar. But you have to have everybody doing a better job in this offense, committing to running the football, especially in January.
Coming up, we're going to talk about the Eagles' defense and how they turn things around in the secondary this season. Can this unit take the next step and carry the Birds in the playoffs? That is next on Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless.
Let's talk about the Eagles' secondary. And to give it some sense of framework, let's go back a year. The two starters from a year ago, they're not even in the NFL anymore. And Malcolm Jenkins, a really good safety, he was forced to play slot corner. He did an okay job because Malcolm is so good, but that's not where he should be playing. So now you get to 2017. You have Jalen Mills at one corner. You have Ronald Darby at the other corner. You bring in Patrick Robinson. He's playing in the slot. This has now become, at the corner position, a really good group. They do not give up big plays, and that is so critical in this league. Then you have Corey Graham, who's been in the league 10 years. He's now the dime safety. The Eagles play a lot of six defensive backs. Corey Graham has great versatility and flexibility. So this entire secondary, to some degree, has been revamped, and it's actually been a strength of this Eagles defense throughout the entire season. There's one play I really want to show you. Obviously, Ronald Darby was hurt for a good part of the season, but he's come back and he's playing well. And this play really shows Ronald Darby at his best. We all thought of him as a press man corner, but he's gotten so much better playing off coverage in the cover three zone concept that the Eagles play a lot of. This is such a good example. He never gets out of his back pedal. He does a really good job of not turning his body. He literally runs the route for the receiver, jumping the throw. This is outstanding corner play by Ronald Darby. But it's just representative of what this Eagles secondary, particularly the corner position, has been all year long. I think we've started to take it for granted, because so many times we hear, hey, the secondary is not real strong. That is not true at this point as the Eagles head into the playoffs.
All right, Ike Reese, when you look at this Eagles defense, when you talk about the secondary and what Malcolm Jenkins does, his versatility, in fact, they said last year he traveled more distance on a football field than any other defensive player in the NFL. What does he bring to this team in the secondary?
Well, what he brings to this secondary is really, truly invaluable. We talk a lot about the younger guys, the new guys that came in this year, but we haven't seen a safety play here that's been this versatile, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen, since number 20 played here,
wow.
Brian Dawkins. And I mean what I say when I watch, when we break down this All right, let's watch him here. He's in on the slot receiver, Bryce Butler, up man-to-man coverage, does a great job of being in his hip pocket, but gets his eyes back on the quarterback, and he's able to get that interception in the end zone. That's watching him play man-to-man coverage on a receiver. Not a tight end. That's the former cornerback in him, right? Then, what I mean by versatility, he's a part of this box here, right? Once you see the ball snap, look at what you get. You're not going to get this type of physical play from any safety in this league, right? He's in the box. His responsibility is that gap. And why that's so important is if he takes the wrong side of that blocker, there's a hole there that that running back is going to be able to get through. So he has run gap responsibility, takes the blocker on with the proper shoulder, and he's able to get in there and make the tackle. When you typically get DBs having to play in the run game like that, I don't know if they're that willing to do it, but you see where Malcolm is. Again, we got dime personnel, a little bit of cover one. So once the ball is snapped and how the play unfolds, Malcolm becomes the whole defender. So he's really looking for any type of crossing routes here, any type of crossing routes there, and he's going to jump it. Now, Kirk Cousins decides to break the pocket. He redirects. He's coming to get a big sack there, forcing a third and long. That's a great play. Open field tackle. Look at the closing speed that you see on Malcolm Jenkins there. Listen, I'm not telling you he's Brian Dawkins. We know B-Dawg is in a class of his own. But when you look at the versatile play from that position, we haven't had a guy that good here since number 20 wore the jersey.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. And this is blank right now. We don't know who the Eagles are facing. It can be the Saints, the Panthers, or the Falcons. So I'm going to ask our experts here. I'm going to start with you. Who's coming to the link?
I believe it would be the Carolina Panthers. Now, listen, I know people may think, oh, is he crazy? Because, listen, New Orleans is tough to beat at home, but it'll be their third time playing the Carolina Panthers. And I know it's happened a few times where you've beaten that team three times. I was a part of that back in 2000 when the Giants beat us for the third time in the divisional round. But I think the Carolina Panthers, because they're so familiar with the New Orleans Saints, and I think there'll be some motivation there. You know, the defense is really what carries this team, along with Cam Newton being the special player that he can be. Now, the key for Carolina will be, will you get the good Cam Newton this week? You watch him early in the year, one of his more impressive wins on the road against the Detroit Lions. You're in a short yardage situation here. Detroit has the box sort of stacked. They're waiting and anticipating that running game. It's a great play call by the OC. Cam Newton, he drops that ball to Ed Dixon on a dime. I mean, as if he could just walked up to him and handed it to him. These are the things that Cam Newton is capable of doing. Yes. He's a former MVP. He's led his team to a Super Bowl. And typically, when people start to doubt him and get a little down on him, he typically rises to the occasion. So I'm expecting a big performance from Cam Newton on the road.
I got it.
Who's coming to the link, Mike Quick?
Well, see, I think Ike's got the right game, but he's got the wrong team. I think the New Orleans Saints are going to come to the link. And, you know, Cam Newton has been fantastic in some spots, but he's too up and down. Sean Payton, I think he's a smart guy, and especially when he gets into the postseason. And having a quarterback like Drew Brees, you're able to do a lot of things. They've got a great run game. They've got a good passing game. And they certainly have a stout defense. So watch this play, and you'll see exactly what I mean with Drew Brees. He's got Alvin Kamara, and he's going to run a little wheel route on the outside versus the linebacker. And Drew Brees feels that pressure from the outside, and he works that pocket. Little shuffle step up in the pocket, and look at the dime that he drops on Kamara down that sideline. That's what Drew Brees can do for you. And having him, a veteran guy who's been in the wars in the postseason, you're right, Ike. It's tough to beat a team three times in the same season, but I just think that they have a little bit more than the Carolina Panthers have going in.
You know what Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, and Cam Newton, their combined road playoff record is? 1-7.
Yeah,
that's like how tough it is. Even though all three have been to the Super Bowl, that's how tough it is for them to win on the road.
Yep.
Yeah.
Feeling a little better?
And those are Southern teams and dome teams that have to come to frigid Philadelphia.
Yes.
I'm feeling better.
We're all feeling better. Hopefully you are out there as well. Thanks a lot to Mike Quick, Ike Reese. I am John Clark. Thanks for watching Eagles Game Plan, and we will know who the Birds are playing next week. We'll see you. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today.